Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, I started the show mentioning that we could probably go like 6 hours. I didn't want to, you know, tell Jimmy Failla that he couldn't be on after six tonight, but there's so much happening in the news cycle. I'm going to get back to the Megyn Kelly audio with Jake Tapper because I didn't want to rush through it all, Sue, in the last hour. And I would say this, the best is yet to come. You haven't even heard the best of what Megyn did there. But there are stories that I haven't even touched, like this jailbreak in New Orleans that is just stunning. You had 10 inmates that not only walked out of this, you know, facility, but then taunted them, saying it was so easy. They wrote it on the wall, right? Here is the parish sheriff down there.
As your sheriff, I take full accountability for this failure. There were procedural failures and missed notifications. But there were also intentional wrongdoings. This was a coordinated effort, aided by individuals inside our own agency who made the choice to break the law.
Yeah, so this looks like an inside job. Well, here's the governor of Louisiana.
Well, first of all, we find anyone who aids and abets them, they're going to jail. Whether they were inside the jail and working to let them out, or they're continuing to aid and abet them and keep them from our fugitive apprehension team from picking them up, they're going to go to jail if you help them or you have helped them, and we find that out.
Paul Morrow is all over this. He's a Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector. Of course, he's the founder of a great website called theopsdesk.org. I have not been able to read your new piece that just posted on Fox, but Paul, I am so curious to hear your thoughts on this and some other stories. How are you this afternoon?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
What in the hell?
Okay, you got a question? Sorry.
My question is pretty simple. What in the hell happened here in Louisiana?
Yeah, well, I figured that was the question. So, you know, look, somebody's got to get their arms around things down there. And I have a piece up on FoxNews.com that you're alluding to and written about it in the past on OpsDesk. The issue here, I think, is that when the feds take things over, they don't get any better. Now, I'm not arguing that New Orleans's prison system doesn't need some oversight, because God knows it seems to. But what we have to recognize is that for over a decade, their prison system, that sheriff's office, which runs the prisons, has been under a federal consent decree. Now, what does that mean? That means that the feds took them to court and said, your system is a mess. We're going to put in a monitor. And we are essentially going to federalize that and keep an eye on it and make sure it works better. That's like 12 years ago. And now you see this. And the real rub here is that the losers are the taxpayers of Louisiana. Why? Because the federal monitor is always, and in this case it is again, a law firm. Now, I'm not saying that this law firm did anything unethical. You know, I want to make that clear. But that said, monitorships go on forever. We've had them here in New York. There are several still in place relative to the NYPD. Every time that it looks like the Monitor ship is over. All of a sudden, the Monitor finds something new and continues to build for years. Some of these Monitor ships go on for decades. It is a scam. And clearly it didn't work in this case because the situation was a mess. They had serious murderers and robbers accused of rape, et cetera, were in minimum security. The jail staffed at 60%. You got to say to yourself, this is a Monitor. What would it be like without the Monitor? The whole thing's a mess.
So that's where I'm a little confused. And you can, you know, provide some context here because, in a lot of the stories, a lot of the media covers, they call it a minimum security, facility. But these were pretty serious criminals, as you just indicated.
Yeah, no, bad guys. What happened was, because the facility is falling apart, they had moved them to minimum security without providing any extra oversight because they were renovating, apparently, some of the facilities in the maximum security area. Well, you know, look, you don't have to be Elliot Ness to realize that, okay, as a law enforcement official, if I'm going to take the worst of the worst, and some of these guys are very bad news, I'm going to put them in minimum security. Well, you know what? I better increase the patrols. I better make sure the protocols are up to snuff to keep them in. People don't realize the corrections officers, they don't run the prisons. The prisoners run prisons. The corrections officers, realistically, at the end of the day, it's an ugly truth. They are there to keep them in. That's it. That's their one job, to keep those guys in so that they can't get out. And very clearly, they couldn't accomplish, as the saying goes, you had one job. And when you look at the resources that are poured into this, including this federal Monitor ship, I'd love to see an accounting of how much money has been poured into that jail.
Yep.
And yet we got this, 10 of the worst of the worst managed to walk out, and we didn't know they were gone for 8 hours. It's a debacle. And there are all kinds of ethics violations that are being investigated down there. New Orleans is like, you know, something New York's Boss Tweed days. It's just a morass, and obviously federal oversight didn't help any.
So what do we know about exactly how they got out? And then, you know, there seems to be a pretty strong indication that they had help from the inside, right?
Completely. So prisoners always need help, either inside or outside, because you don't have the resources. Once you get out, you got to have somebody help you out. So in this case, I am apprised that there are 3 arrests of people who aided them. It's gone beyond the point that there are suspensions. First, they suspended a few people. So far, they got 1 person inside the facility that is arrested and 2 outside. And you can see that coming a mile off because the storyline that they put out right away is that there's no way these guys could have gotten out through that aperture from behind the toilet that they moved because that panel had to be removed from the outside. And now it's broken that it looks to have been a maintenance worker who unscrewed it from the outside and assisted in then getting out. And then once they got out, the storyline was that they were able to change clothing in a nearby neighborhood and then disappear into the wind. My understanding is that there are 2 arrestees elsewhere outside the prison who facilitated the changing of the clothing, probably assisted in transport. They got half of them. 5 of them are in custody. They'll flip. This is, you know, you saw it. You could see a mile off the way this is going to go. They'll get them. They'll get them all. They'll give up what happened. At least 3 or 4 more people will go into jail with these guys. But, you know, there really should be, forget this incident, what you really got to look at is what's going on. I mean, the governor can only do so much. He seems like a solid guy, but somebody's got to get their arms around New Orleans because the place is, we just keep having these bad New Orleans stories, and I love that town.
But you can't tell me that this is, you know, if you have these monitors, and I think most people, this is news to me that these, you know, law firms are the monitors here in situations like this. You can't convince me that this is not a risk in other facilities just like this across the country, maybe worse in New Orleans. I don't know. But wouldn't you have to take a look at this whole system?
Donald Trump just did. One of Donald Trump's executive orders, and this flew beneath the radar, and I'm kind of surprised, but it's a little arcane, as you say. You know, it's a little in the weeds, but one of the things that Trump put out in among his initial executive orders was to look at and wind down all the federal monitorships over local law enforcement nationwide. Because he's experienced enough, he must have people in his ear who are in the weeds on this stuff, and they're telling him, Mr. President, this is a scam for the feds to come in. It's Democrat. It's almost always, I'm going to cut right to it. It's always Democratic administrations who want to federalize their control over law enforcement, get law enforcement to do what they want and to go after who they want them to do and to adhere to their protocols. The problem is that, as we say, it's so kind of arcane that these things just go on and on. The NYPD relative to First Amendment investigations has been under one since the 1970s. Now, I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have, because it realistically, in some dicey areas like doing prophylactic counterterrorism work, you do want some oversight, because it's, you know, in a First Amendment society, it's dicey. But, like, we're still under the one here in New York relative to stop, question, and frisk. I mean, it's not even pertinent anymore. And as far as it happening in jails, well, the feds just took over Rikers Island, New York City's jail, because that's such a mess. So what really needs to happen here is that you need a return to common sense relative to criminal justice enforcement. These bail reforms we have to admit they were a dire failure. And we have to come to terms as a society with the idea that we have to sometimes thin the herd. You're going to have to lock some people up. And this idiotic decarceration movement only hurts the worst people, the most vulnerable people out there.
Yep.
Because,
well,
who dies? Young black men get shot. That's what happens.
There is no better example than St. Louis. You know, we had the three, they called it, what did they say? Black magic, right?
Yeah.
So you had Cori Bush, who got booted out of office, Kim Gardner, who was our prosecutor, Paul, you're familiar with her, and Tashara Jones.
The first weekend
that they are all, you know, elected, they go to the workhouse here, and they don't focus on the crime victims in the city. They focus on the criminals. It's stunning that Democrats have survived even this long focusing and making heroes of criminals and not paying more attention to the victims. But let me take you into the case of Congresswoman LaMonica MacGyver. Last week this happens.
Rough handle, literally. I mean, nobody.
Well, actually, this is the original. She's pushing and shoving with ICE agents, and she's easily identified because she's got a red jacket on. Then she says this.
We just rough handle, literally. I mean, nobody picked up a fence to punch us, but literally they pushed us, shoved us. They actually manhandled us and removed us out of the way to get to the mayor to arrest him.
Hakeem Jeffries, who, if the Democrats would be in charge, he'd be the Speaker of the House.
We know there was political reflection. We know there was political calculation. We know there was politics at play that was intending upon using law enforcement to pursue a political end.
All right, so bear with me. One more cut here from the New Jersey Congresswoman. She says, well, ICE started it.
The entire situation was escalated by ICE. They caused the confrontation. The Justice Department and Alina Hoppe wanted me to admit to doing something that I did not do, and I was not going to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to roll over and stop doing my job because they, you know, don't want me to, or they want to neglect the fact that we, you know, we needed to be in there to see what was going on and at detention.
Yeah, she's the victim, Paul, right? LaMonica is the victim here.
Preposterous. Yeah, it's just idiotic. And, you know, look, this is not how Congress does their oversight. Waiting for the detention facility's gate to open up and then along with the local mayor just try to bum rush the facility and get in the way of a prisoner transport. There were murderers and rapists, definitely rapists. Now, let me back off of that. I don't know that there were murderers. I know there were rapists that were teed up for deportation in that facility. You had some really bad hombres, to use the Trumpism. And the idea that they could just, okay, look, they opened the gates, let's all go running in. That is what we're supposed to accept as congressional oversight. I don't think I need to expand on that any further for the audience to see how preposterous that is. I teased this out when it first happened. I said, look, I don't know about trespass charges here because they are feds themselves, that is Congress, and it's a federal facility. Where they are going to look, and it turns out I was borne out, is the fact that she impeded federal operations, which is a charge, and she also put her hands on the ICE agents. And as you said, she copped to the fact that she tried to go in herself and just push her way in, and the video speaks for itself. She apparently was offered a deal. She wouldn't take it. I am not clear, however, on why they dropped the charges against Ross Baraka, the Newark mayor. He would be liable for federal trespass charges. And by the way, the federal trespass charges are the charges that they leveled on over 1,000 people relative to 6 January. Now, I'm not here to defend people going into the Capitol and stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop or that nut with the Viking horns and all of that. Not what I'm talking about. But there were grandmothers who got arrested because their feet touched the Capitol steps. That was the metric that DOJ used, at least here in New York. I know that. I was told that by a source right in there. And so the idea that those federal trespass charges couldn't obtain when the mayor of Newark goes onto this facility, which is a secure detention facility, I don't understand. I'd like to know, frankly, why they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did that because the charges against the congresswoman come from the fact that she was trying to impede that arrest, that is the arrest of the mayor. So it's a little murky to me still, but the bottom line is they have the body camera. And, you know, right. Cops were against the body-worn cameras when they came out. People say, oh, you know, this is going to cause a mess. Well over 95% of the time, the studies show that the body-worn cameras had backed up the cops. Now the police unions are more in favor of the body-worn cameras than anybody. So she tries to racialize this. Hakeem Jeffries does not seem to have gotten the memo as to why the Democrats got shellacked in 2024's election. They seem to still be doubling down on dumb. This is not where the country is. There's a reason that Donald Trump took all the swing states and the popular vote. We voted to get the worst of the worst out. We'll deal with the abuelitas later, all right? But right now, we want the worst of the worst out. That's just common sense. And to be standing up for them the way they are, you know, when I include Van Hollen, Senator Van Hollen in this, another just completely dunderheaded move, fly down there, have margaritas with a gangbang. They just don't seem to have gotten a memo, and it's going to hurt them in the midterms from where I sit.
Well, when I let you go here in a second, I'm going to play Marco Rubio and how he just smacked down Van Hollen, sort of separate but related on that yesterday. I'm sure you've heard that sound. But one other topic, because it's been in the news, Sue and I love the country loves murder mysteries, right? In the Kohlberger case in Idaho, I was out of town when this happened, but I guess Dateline had something where they had some leaked information. Now there's questions about how it leaked. Yeah. What's your take on all of that?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. I was out in Idaho a number of times to cover the case. And it's, you know, I actually was an admirer of the operational security of that task force. You know, there 60 people working on that case. You had local cops, you had state cops, the Idaho State PD, and you had the FBI and even analysts in the Quantico working on it. And they put this thing together. And they did not leak anything. And you had guys like me who was actually out there defending them when everybody was saying, oh, it's Keystone Cops, they know what they're doing. I was telling everybody, you got to give them time. A lot of this is going to be digital. This is not the old days with the first 48 hours. And they still wouldn't talk to me. Nobody would give me anything. And I would be, you know, potentially perceived as a friendly. And I have to tell you, it would have been good for me to get some good information. But I admired the fact that nobody would talk. And now here we are on the eve of trial, and somebody has decided they're going to play a card with the media, probably so that they can use that contact in the future. The judge ain't having it. And what's really going on here is that the judge is saying, we're about to embark on a trial that's going to be massive news. I better not have this thing charged in tried in the public arena. It's not going to be tried in the media. So I think a lot of it is the judge getting his arms around this from the get-go and saying, you better knock it off. But I also do think that the defense is going to pick up his offer of having a special prosecutor named to investigate this. It could delay the start of this. It could complicate jury selection. At the end of the day, the case will go forward and the evidence is strong. But somebody, someplace in the apparatus, right now is trying to cover their tracks.
Paul Morrow, you're always great. Check out theopsdesk.org. Thanks for the information this afternoon. I hope your dental surgery, you're healing from that. I heard you had a little wisdom teeth issue.
Listen, bump Jimmy Failla anytime and use my name.
We'll do that. All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll see you. Take care. I got to play this audio, and I have to wrap it around. The Megyn Kelly stuff's coming up, but let me just say this. What happened earlier today at the White House with the South African president and Ernie Els, professional golfer, was there, Retief Goosen and other people, was just incredible. There's no way for me on the radio to even represent it accurately, because what President Trump did, and this is being played off as an ambush now in the media, is he said dim the lights, and he showed video of these farmers in South Africa, white Afrikaners, as they say, who have been murdered by other folks from South Africa. Now, look, there's a lot of racial history here. We know that. I remember when I was at Mizzou in the 80s, they all had the tent cities because of apartheid. It was horrific what happened. Nelson Mandela comes out of that. I can't summarize the history right now. We don't have time. But what I can tell you is what happened in the White House today was remarkable. It was astonishing. And, you know, there was some leverage that was used by President Trump that I hope turns out to be true, because he shows this video of people that are going by these white crosses, and they're all graves. That's the accusation. But what's happening right now, also on Capitol Hill, and I want to play this audio, is they're claiming that there's racial issues because, look, you want to keep the Venezuelans out, you want to keep the Mexicans out, now you got these white Afrikaners, you're playing favorites because of race. So listen to this, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, with Tim Kaine, another embarrassing Democrat. Remember, he was a vice presidential candidate at the time. Here's the other thing you need to know about Tim Kaine. Is he went to KU, went to Mizzou too, but then he went to that. That's a character issue right there.
Do you think Afrikaner farmers are the most persecuted group in the world?
I think those 49 people that came certainly felt they were persecuted, and they passed every sort of check mark that had to be checked off in terms of meeting the requirements for.
Do we have a different standard based upon the color of somebody's skin? Would that be acceptable?
Well, I'm not the one arguing that. Apparently, you are, because you don't like the fact that they're white, and that's why they're coming.
I'm just asking you to say that would be unacceptable.
Well, no, I would say that the United States
a very easy thing to say.
The United States has a right to pick and choose who they allow into the United States,
even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's. You're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed because of the color of their skin.
All you go, Marco Rubio. He nailed Tim Kaine. It gets better. How about this? Chris Van Hollen, who, of course, had the margaritas with the Maryland father. Check this out.
I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I know.
Well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
I didn't ask.
Senator, please let the Secretary. Well,
we deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going to
see who you went to defend.
Senator, I'm sorry, please, Secretary Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You
Secretary
had your time.
Secretary Rubio should take that testimony to the federal
Senator,
court of the United States, because
well,
he hasn't done it under oath.
Oh, Rubio smoked him.
There is a division in our government between the federal branch and the judicial branch. No judge, and the judicial branch cannot tell me or the president how to conduct foreign policy. No judge can tell me how I have to outreach to a foreign partner or what I need to say to them. And if I do reach that foreign partner and talk to them, I have under no obligation to share that with the judiciary branch. Just like a judge cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister of Russia, they cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister or the president of El Salvador.
I am so proud of the Secretary of State right now. Good for Marco Rubio. As good as that audio exchange was, it gets better when you listen to Megyn Kelly smoking Jake Tapper. The rest of that's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.